Welcome, everybody, to another Baseball America High School podcast. I'm Connor Glassy, coming to you from the DeMarini Demo House podcast nook. When it comes to buying a baseball bat, DeMarini just changed the game. Introducing Demo House, where you can step into the cage and get the latest from DeMarini before you buy, because there's no substitute for hitting a real baseball or talking to people who know both bats and batting. Your demo time in the cage is free. Get the season started right. Visit your nearest Demo House today. Locations and full details can be found at demarini.com/demohouse. Okay, well, this week I spoke with Tony Walters, a shortstop from Rancho Buena Vista High School in Vista, California. Tony ranks as the number 22 prospect on Baseball America's latest high school top 100 prospect list. So let's listen to the interview. Okay, so Tony, how's the season going for you so far?
It's going good. Baseball season starting up. I'm a senior at Rancho Buena Vista, and going good. Crazy stuff, just like proms coming up, seasons. I think I'm just really excited for season, just how we're gonna turn out this. Our team's really good. We're ranked 14th in the nation, and I'm really proud of a lot of the guys I'm playing with. We have five guys that are playing D1 baseball, and I've played with all these guys my whole life, so just really excited what we're going to do this season. So,
well, that's great. Take a minute and tell us about some of the other players on your team, because a lot of times, you know, we focus on the top guys so much that some other guys don't get recognition. So tell us about some of the other players on your team.
So the five guys that are going to D1 schools are Jake Smith, Jimmy Allen, Reed Resnicek, and Anthony MacGyver. And Anthony MacGyver is going to Notre Dame as a pitcher. He's a left-handed pitcher.
Yeah.
He's really good. That's probably high 80s, maybe low 90s. Really good. He has some good stuff. And then Reed Resnicek, he's a right-handed pitcher. He's going to Indiana University. He's a right-handed pitcher, and he throws probably low 90s. He throws hard.
Yeah.
And then let's see, Jimmy Allen. He's an infielder. He's a pretty short, but he plays third for us. He's going to Cal Poly, San Obispo.
Yeah.
And he's playing short there. And so and then Jake Sinnott. He's a third baseman, first base. He's a quarter guy.
Yeah.
He's about like six. He's like 6'4", 6'5". And he's a really good hitter. He's a power hitter. Hits all fields. He's going to Maryland.
Okay. Right-hander or left-hander?
He's a right-hander.
Okay. Nice.
He's really good.
Yeah? And the season's going well for you?
Yeah, season's going good. A little slow start, but coming back and trying to make the team better. And I think we're going to have a good season. And I'm going to try to do my best and see what goes on.
Sure. Okay. Well, take us back to the beginning. How did it start for you? When did you start playing baseball? And what was it about baseball that really drew you in?
Oh, when did I start baseball?
Yeah.
I started baseball and T-ball, so probably around, like, 5.
Yep.
And I played at just my local little league, Rancho Buena Vista Little League, and started there. I played on, I think it was called, I don't remember the name, but it was a funny name. I played T-ball. I was all over the place. Like, if I played right field, I'd probably be over by first base getting the ball. And
yeah.
I was just a crazy little kid running everywhere in T-ball. And then I played hockey for a while.
Yeah.
Until I was like 11.
Ice hockey?
And, roller hockey.
Okay.
Yeah, and, hockey was the best. Like, that was probably one of my favorite sports. And then baseball, I was like, yeah, baseball is my favorite sport. So I kind of didn't do any other sports, but baseball, I wanted to focus on that. And, played T-ball, I played Little League, all the way up to Pony, and then I played Colt. And then I came to high school, and then travel ball through then.
Yeah,
and,
nice.
Yeah, it was baseballed out. My family was really baseballed out.
yeah.
or life.
I'm sure.
So,
do you do any surfing or boogie boarding or anything like that?
Yeah, I surf. I go surfing a lot. This summer, this summer I wasn't home. I was home for 2 weeks, and I probably surfed twice. But I usually go surfing like in the mornings, and sometimes go with my friends. And surfing's probably one of my hobbies. I go with my sister. She's really good. She's a longboarder. I'm a shortboarder, and surfing. And that's most that I can do. Like, my parents don't let me skateboard or anything like that. So,
Yeah. Well, you mentioned you were gone all summer. Tell us about what that was like. You know, traveling around the country, playing in all the showcases, and then for Team USA.
Yeah, it was a really good experience. Really, I grew up this summer. So I'm really seeing how it's gonna maybe turn out after June, and I left for. Let's see, when I go first, I think I went to Minneapolis for the National Showcase. I went there.
Yep.
And then from there, came home for like a day, and then left for Georgia.
Okay.
So I was in Georgia by myself for 2 weeks. And then, let's hold that back. I went to North Carolina for the Tournament Stars.
Yep.
And then from North Carolina, I flew to Georgia. And that whole trip was about a month.
Yeah.
I was gone from home. And then, let's see, where else did I go? And then I think USA Baseball came in. And that was a great experience. Going to Venezuela for about a month and a half maybe.
Yeah.
And playing with some really good players like James Callion. Let's see, like Carson Wheaton and all those players, Sean Coyle, and all those guys, and making those relationships and friendships, and those are gonna last forever. Like, I still talk to all of them, and I think it's great. And going for USA Baseball, it's just you're playing for USA, and you learn so much when you're out there about how we take everything for granted here, and it's hard saying like what we saw back there, but it really, really taught us some good lessons and showed us a lot, and we don't take anything for granted for a while. So having hot water here is just like, wow, like we didn't get any hot water back there. So
yeah,
I think it was a great experience, and I'll do it any day.
That's a great point. It was the second time you did that, because you were on the 16U team that won gold medals versus Mexico, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I want to ask you, one player, you know, Bryce Harper was on both those teams as well. What was it like playing with him, with all the hype and exposure he was getting?
Well, Bryce is one of my good friends, and, like, yeah, he's a great player. Like, he's mentally into the game. He's strong. He's a great hitter. He's got a good arm, and I really respect how he plays the game, and he's taught me a lot about how to always be into the game and how to get ready for games. Like, I always watch his routine and, like, what he does. And he's taught me a lot about baseball. And it was a really good experience. Like, now, like, him being probably one of the guys that can be drafted number one overall and everything, and actually knowing him, and we talk and everything. And it's kind of cool, like, making that friendship with that. And I was grateful playing with him. That was awesome. He made a team more of a team and everything. And so, yeah, that was a really good thing.
Yeah. Have you been keeping up with his stats? What he's doing out there, Southern Nevada?
No, I haven't.
Oh man,
no, I haven't.
He's killing it. You should look him up. He's really just destroying the ball out there. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
He's already, they're only like halfway through their season, and he's already tied their career, or their, single season record holder for home runs in a season.
Yeah. How many is that?
He has 12 already.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's pretty insane.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
One of the other things I wanted to ask you about is, playing for Team USA, you had to sign a bunch of autographed baseball cards. What was that like? That's got to be a pretty cool experience, you know?
Yeah. Well, on the 16th, we autographed a lot, but it wasn't as much as the 18th. And that was the first time, I think, for the 16th. That's when my first time I ever signed an autograph. And so I think that's where I even made my. I didn't know how to sign it. So
yeah.
every card was different. It was pretty bad. But after that, I started practicing and everything. So. For the 18th, we got up in the morning. It was like they woke us up and were like, "Hey, we're signing autographs." Oh, okay, cool. It's just gonna be a lazy day. We don't have a practice and everything. And so we get in there, and there's like tables, and like when you sit down, you can't even see like straight. There's cards stacked up so high.
Wow.
And I was like, "Oh shoot!" And so we were probably in there for a good like 6 to 7 hours. That's the minimum. Like, we're like, oh shoot. And so like we'd get in trouble, like we'd leave for a while and go hang out in the room and sleep, and they'd get mad and come get us and like come get your autographs. And like, but it was good. It was like, yeah, like it sucks doing it, but I just think it's awesome. Like having cards like with you on them, I think that's a cool thing.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people get to do that, and so
exactly.
I was really honored doing that, so it was fun.
That's cool. You ever look up your cards on eBay?
No, I haven't. My dad does sometimes.
Yeah.
He says, "Oh, your card's going for $0.99." So I'm like, "Oh, awesome."
That's funny. So, nice.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, I heard there was a talent show for the team yesterday. What was your talent?
Oh, well, me and Sean Coyle, we made a little remix with songs.
Yeah.
So, we like started out with like Taylor Swift, who like love songs. Yeah. We like started out with that one, and then we go like Journey, or we skidded out all the songs, and we like airbanded kind of.
Nice, and like a mashup, part. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Well,
we didn't win. It sucks. I thought we did. Everyone loved ours, but I don't know.
Who won? Garrett Cicchini?
Yeah, his story that he told.
Yeah, I heard about that. I heard it was pretty funny.
Yeah. He's a great storyteller. That
yeah.
Kid's funny.
Yeah.
The Tretz one.
What's that?
Did he tell you about the Tretz, that story that he told?
I didn't hear from him. I heard it from Rick Abono.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because our office is actually out here in North Carolina. We're like 15 minutes down the road from that USA complex.
Yeah. It was pretty funny.
Yep. One other thing, you know, you played in the athlete game this summer and you were the athlete MVP. That must have been really exciting for you, being that it was in your hometown, basically.
Yeah. It was awesome. Like, I just, when I got to the hotel and saw all the guys, and I was like, shoot, I'm the shortest guy again, or something. But then I started seeing guys, because I like knew everyone. I knew everyone, like, we had all been playing with each other over summer and everything, so
sure.
I didn't feel like it was, like, anything different. We're just all in cool gear now, and, like, we're all, like, well, there's two teams, but we're all, like, one, like, there's a game room and everything, and, it was crazy. Like, the hotel and everything was super nice, and then all the equipment we got at the game was all nice and everything. We're stoked in life, and I was like, dude, this is fun.
Yeah.
And then we started just, like, having meetings and stuff, talking about the game and, like, how it's not just about the game. We're just giving back, and, like, it really, like, showed us, like, yeah, it's about, like, yeah, if you do good in baseball, like, how about not keep all your money, how to give some away and get back to the community and really get involved and everything.
Sure.
And going to the hospitals, it was crazy, like, seeing some of those kids, it was sad, like, I was sad, but when they would smile, I want to go back, like, I'm pretty sure going back, like, before I go off to school or the draft or whatnot. I'm gonna go back with some of my friends and just volunteer some time and see some of the kids and play with them. And,
yeah.
It was a really good experience, and the game was awesome too. We got the Petco Park and got there early. We got to do PP and It was really good experience, like the game. Like I was, we got in the clubhouse and I was like, man, this is awesome. Like,
oh yeah,
shoot, this is what I want to do one day. Like,
yeah.
I was kind of emotional about it for probably like half an hour, and I was like, okay, I need to get serious for the game. But yeah, it was awesome. And then sharing it with all my friends, it was cool.
Yeah, did you have a lot of friends and family there?
Yeah, there's probably, my parents said there was maybe 100-150 people in their section.
Oh, that's
that
great.
Were my friends and stuff. So yeah, it was cool.
Yep.
It was really cool.
Did you grow up rooting for the Padres?
Yeah, I kind of, we always went to Qualcomm and watched games there and everything. And then, I was a Padres fan because of San Diego, I lived there and everything. But I'm mostly all the teams, like, fans. Like, I really like just watching baseball. Like, it's awesome. Like, I have favorite players on every team. And so, I'm not just a Padres fan, but.
Right. Who are some of your favorite players?
One of my favorite players, probably Jose Reyes or Dustin Pedroia or something like that.
Okay. Nice. Okay, tell me about, like, when you step up to the plate, what kind of approach do you take up there every time?
Well, I step in the plate, have to touch the box once with my bat, and then do two little, like, bat, like, flip things, and then I get in there, make sure I'm relaxed, I breathe, I focus on breathing through my nose, like, exhale from my mouth, and then I focus on the outfield, focus on the outfielders, and then I see the pitcher, when he twitches for the first move, when he's about to throw, I look at, like, if it's a right-hander on his right side of the brim, or if it's a left-hander, go on the left side of the brim, and then I just try to pick up the seams of the ball, try to find what pitch is coming. And then usually, if I'm leadoff, I usually watch the first pitch if it's the first bat. But if I'm not, I usually want to hit the first fastball I see.
Yeah.
And if it's my pitch, I usually want to hit it. I'm really patient too, but if I see the pitch I want, I'm going to hit it. So, I usually want to go in there really, really relaxed and, make sure my legs are really relaxed and everything, but I really focused before, I was Super Joe, this was a while ago, and I was listening to him, I read his book and everything, and what he always focuses, like, he says, like, when you stare at something, it starts getting, like, blurry, if you stare for too long, and, like, so, like, I would always stare at the pitcher, and then, like, you can't see the ball as good if you stare at it for a while, and so, he always would, like, focus on the outfield sense, the outfield, like, the right fielder, the left fielder. And then when the pitcher starts his windup, he'll look at the pitcher and then start focusing on it. And then it'll be he actually said he could see the ball better. And so I started practicing that a while ago, and it actually worked.
Yeah.
And so, like, I think that's one of the best things I've done for getting ready for my bat. And, I see the laces a lot better on the ball. So I think that's one of the best things I've done.
Okay,
but,
yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Overall, how would you describe yourself as a player? For someone that hasn't seen you, maybe, you know, someone listening that hasn't seen you yet, how would you describe yourself to them?
I'm a dirtbag. I like getting dirty. I'm a baseball player. I like to go all out. Like, if I cut my leg up and bleeding, I don't care. I want to show. I want to, like, I don't know. I can play with, like, broken fingers. I can play with, like, one eye. Like, I'll go play. Like, even if I have, like, a broken arm or something, like, I don't care. I want to play baseball.
Yeah.
And I'm just one of those guys that just, all I want to do is play baseball. So, like, I have a glove on right now. Like, that's how much I'm obsessed with baseball right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just, I play. I love it. And that's all I do.
Yeah, that's one of the things I noticed about you. When I saw you down in Jupiter, down there at the World Wood Bat, I noticed, you know, you played catch longer than anybody. You were out there with Frankie Christian just airing it out to center field longer than anybody playing catch.
Yeah. I usually do long toss before every game. It's kind of, it helps my arm. And my arm's got a little stronger, and I've seen that long toss has done that for me. So
sure.
I usually do long toss before every game.
Good deal.
Yeah.
You faced a lot of good pitchers, you know, not from just growing up in San Diego, but then going out on the showcase circuit and playing with Team USA. Who's the best pitcher you've ever faced?
Let's see. Probably one I've faced is Caleb Coward.
Yeah.
Just how he throws, how his windup and everything, and how he throws over and how much his ball moves. Probably him. He's probably the scariest guy I've ever faced.
Yeah, he's very good both ways.
Yeah, for sure. But, I faced him first time in Georgia. And, he's dirty. I like how he pitches.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably someone I haven't faced is Jameson.
Yeah.
I don't want to face him. He's huge. He's two of me. So.
Yes.
I don't know. And he said he'd throw a fastball at me, but I don't know if I want to.
He's up to like 99 now.
Yeah.
Do you have any superstitions or special routines you go through on game days?
I always have to do long toss for a game.
Yeah.
I always have to have my helmet and bat on the bench, like, next to each other perfectly before, like, my first at-bat. I always have to clean my cleats before a game. Let's see. My hat has to be perfectly curved all the time.
A lot of California guys rock the flat brim, not you.
No, that's not me.
Yeah.
No, not the flat brim. What else? I'm not really a superstitious kind of guy. Like, sometimes after a game, if I do good at that game, I have to wear the same sliders and everything, like, for that next game.
Yeah.
Like, I can't wash them or anything. Something like that. Nothing really.
Nothing crazy, though. Yeah.
Yeah, nothing
okay.
crazy.
What's something that most people wouldn't know about you?
Probably that something I'm really, let's see. Gosh. Think about that one.
All right.
Can we come back to that one?
Sure. How about what's your favorite musical group or artist?
Favorite artist? Probably Journey. Probably Journey.
Nice. How about favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Let's see. Probably For the Love of the Game.
Okay. Yeah. How about this? Growing up in Southern California, have you ever met anyone famous, any movie stars or anything like that?
I actually haven't.
All right.
No. Have you seen Johnny Tsunami?
No.
Oh, well, it's this movie on Disney Channel, and I met the guy that was like the surfer guy that was on in that movie, and
all right.
I've seen people, but not really met anyone.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah. All right. April Fool's Day was a couple of days ago. Did you play any pranks on anybody?
Yeah, I actually pulled some pranks on some of my friends. I called one of my friends and was like, "Dude, I just had a long talk with my parents." And they said we have to move to San Francisco in a couple weeks.
Were these teammates?
I did it on a couple of my friends, so I kept on calling my friends and was doing a joke, and they were believing it. And so like, they called back and they're like, dude, are you serious? Like, we need you, like, for baseball and everything. Like, we're going to miss you. I was like, dude, I can't. Like, I have to go. Like, my parents, their jobs and everything. And then I called them all back. I was like, April Fool's. And they all text me back. And they're, like, all mad at me and everything, ignoring me for a couple hours.
Nice.
Like, shoot. I had a drink to some ice cream and stuff.
Nice. That's good.
But, yeah.
All right. Last question, unless you can think of it, if you have anything interesting that people wouldn't know about you or any hidden talents or anything like that. But if you could invite four people to a dinner party, living or dead, who would they be?
Let's see. I have to say Jose Reyes. Michael Phelps. Megan Fox. And Kim Kardashian.
Nice. It's a good mix.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, I hope Jose Reyes and Michael Phelps don't, you know, pair up with Megan Fox and Kim Kardashian and leave you all alone.
Oh, I know. I had to have two guys and two girls, though. I wouldn't care. I just want to be home.
Nice. All right, well, Tony, thanks a lot. Thank you very much for taking the time with us here on Baseball America Podcast, and good luck the rest of the season, all right?
All right, well, thank you for listening to another Baseball America High School Podcast. And remember, when it comes to buying a baseball bat, DeMarini just changed the game. Introducing Demo House, where you can step into the cage and hit the latest from DeMarini before you buy. Because there's no substitute for hitting a real baseball or talking to people who know both bats and batting. Your demo time in the cage is free. Get the season started right. Visit your nearest Demo House today. Locations and full details can be found at demarini.com/demohouse.